Good morning, everyone. Good morning, crew. How we doing? So anyone listening online, and your children too, we're going to go ahead and talk about something a little about last week. I'll ask some questions, see if you remember. If you don't, no big deal. So who sent Joseph to Egypt? Do any of you guys remember? Sebastian, do you remember? He's just like all sitting, all excited. Okay, that's fine. Okay, so God did, right? So God, he ruled over the sin of Joseph's brothers to cause Joseph to become a prince in Egypt. So that's who sent him over. Why did God send him to Egypt? Ooh, tough crowd. Okay, to bring salvation from the seven-year famine that filled the earth. Okay, so just a real recap. I know it was a great recap. If anyone has their scripture, if they want to turn to Genesis 45, we're going to be looking through verses 24 through up to the end and going through chapter 46, verse 4. And then we'll look at verses 29 and 30. So Genesis 45, verses 24 through 46 and 4. And I'll be reading that. Before I read that, though, I'm going to go ahead and read some questions for y'all for this part. So guys, if you listen real quick to this, think about these questions I read to you. Where did Joseph send his brothers? So think about that. Who visited Jacob in the middle of the night? Okay, and who did Jacob meet when he arrived in Egypt? So just kind of keep those in your mind. Where did Joseph send his brothers? Who visited Jacob in the middle of the night? And who did Jacob meet when he arrived in Egypt? All right, so I'm going to go and read the scripture now. So Genesis 45, 24. So he sent his brothers away, and they departed. And he said to them, "Do not be stirred up on the journey." And then they went up to Egypt and came to a land of Canaan to their father Jacob. And they told him, saying, "Joseph is still alive. And indeed, he is ruler over all the land in Egypt." But his heart was stunned, for he did not believe them, right? He just heard his son's alive, and for about 20 years, he thought his son was dead. So he's like, "I'm stunned," okay? Yet, they told him all the words of Joseph that he had spoken to them, and he saw the wagons that Joseph sent to carry him. Then the spirit of the father, Jacob, revived, and Israel said, "It is enough. My son Joseph is still alive. I will go and see him before I die." So Israel set out with all that he had and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifice to the God of his father Isaac. And God spoke to Israel in visions of the night and said, "Jacob, Jacob." And he said, "Here I am." And he said, "I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make you a great nation there. I myself will go down with you to Egypt, and I myself will also bring you up again. And Joseph will close your eyes with his hand." Okay. And Joseph harnessed his chariot and went up to Goshen to meet his father Israel. And as soon as he appeared before him, he fell on his neck and wept on his neck a long time. So he's crying on his son's neck. Then Israel said to Joseph, "Now I can die, since I have seen your face, that you are still alive." So yes, Israel, which is Jacob, the other name God gave him, his son is alive. So where did Joseph send his brothers? Anything? No? Okay. He sent them back to Egypt to get his father Jacob. So they went back. They went to Egypt to see his brother Joseph. Remember all that kind of ordeal? They sent him back to Jacob. And Jacob's, that's where he's kind of stunned, like, "My son's still alive." Now, who visited Jacob in the middle of the night? Maybe through a vision? You guys remember? That's right. God. Perfect. So God, he appeared to Jacob, comforting him with his covenant promise, right? "I am your God, I will bring up the nations." And Jacob didn't need to be afraid, for God, who would be with him and make him into a great nation. Now, who did Jacob meet when he arrived in Egypt? Who is his son? The one that was prince over Egypt.
Joseph.
Joseph, all right.
Joseph.
No, that's great. Yes, Joseph. So for around 20 years, he had thought his son was dead, okay? Could you imagine thinking one of your kids was dead for almost 20 years, not knowing, and all of a sudden you hear their voice? That's pretty crazy. So for around 20 years, he had thought his son was dead. But now Jacob didn't need to be afraid, because for God would be with him and make him into a great nation. So my main point is God reunited Jacob and Joseph, father and son, bringing his covenant people to Egypt by his grace. Okay, so we've seen God powerfully work in Joseph's life, making everything, even the bad things, a great good. This is called God's providence. And so we're going to learn a little bit about God's providence today. It's a wonderful thing. So, what is providence, right? Well, it is God's work of taking care of and ruling over everything he has made. So he is provident over everything. It's God's work of taking care of and ruling over everything he has made. Because God made everything, so now he takes care of it. So God is the great king of the universe, okay? He has ruled over the weather, bringing terrible famine in the situation, and he had ruled over the hearts of Joseph's brothers, Potiphar and Pharaoh, and ultimately raising Joseph as a powerful leader in Egypt. So he did all that. He orchestrated all that. And now God continued to rule over Joseph's family, fulfilling his covenant promise to him, because he told him to make him a great nation. That was with that promise. And Jacob had never gotten over the death of Joseph. So for 20 years, he had cried himself to sleep, grieving the loss of his favorite son. Remember, he had 12 sons, and they all were jealous of him, so they sold him off to slavery. But look what God did in that, from slavery to being a prince. And now he hears of his son, who is alive. So grieving the loss of his favorite son. But in the blink of an eye, his longtime sorrow was turned to deep joy. And his sons told him that Joseph was still alive. Once again, can you imagine hearing that? What a joy. Now, as we go into that part, I lost my place. Now, have you ever been told something that seemed too good to be true? Have you guys ever been told that? Something too good to be true? Like there's free chimneys at Allsops, and you're like, what? Hey, you ever been told that? Okay, I've been told that, and that actually happened once, but just saying, that was a bad day. After they're over like 3 hours old, then they just give them up for free. So really, you're just getting it. But I was like, man, that's too good to be true. That's crazy. So yeah, have I ever been told that? Yes. Now, Jacob, in this sense, could not believe his son's words. Could Joseph really be, it seemed, resurrected from the dead? I don't know about that. But as Jacob continued listening and saw the many gifts Joseph had sent, he became convinced. Joseph was alive. And so he packed his suitcase and set out with his family, and they long trekked to Egypt, right? Because you hear your family's alive, you're going to go see him, you know? But was this a good idea? His grandfather Abraham had gotten in a lot of trouble when he fled from famine into Egypt. Should he really leave the promised land? Because remember, at one time he sent, I think it was his butler out before he wouldn't leave the promised land to find his wife at the time for Jacob, if I remember that correctly. So they stayed in the promised land, but now he's leaving the promised land to go see his son. When Jacob stopped on the border of Canaan to make sacrifices to the Lord, God met him in a wonderful way, comforting Jacob with a vision and reminding him of his promises. Oh, what a comforting God to come to you and say, I am your God, and I will take care of you, and I will guide you because I will make many nations out of you. Okay? This time it was God leading his covenant people into Egypt, and what happiness filled Jacob's heart when he arrived and saw and hugged Joseph for the first time since he had been betrayed by his brothers. And remember, Joseph had been through a lot, right? Now, of course, he's a prince now, but when he went through all that, that was a lot to go through. But we look at the providence of God, how he took care of everything that he orchestrated. So in his providence, God had turned Jacob's sorrow into joy. All right? So let's go back to three questions. What is the providence of God? Yeah, so good. Yes. God's providence is taking care of and ruling over everything he has made for his church. God rules over everything in such a way that it all works for good. Good answer. Remember that. That's a big one. Good theology moment, guys. So God told Jacob not to be afraid, right? Why should Jacob not fear? So if God tells you to do not be afraid, why should Jacob not fear? Well, yeah, the God of all creation telling you, because God would go to Egypt with you, and you'd be with him, and he would fulfill his promises. If we belong to Christ, his promises always be with us so that we, too, do not have to fear, right? Even when we travel in the dark and difficult places, God is with us. Now, why would God lead Jacob's family to Egypt? You remember? Well, he was making things ready for the mighty deliverance that he would bring hundreds of years later when he would free his people from Egypt. I agree with you. That was in Genesis 15. It talks about that. He would free people from Egypt through Moses, and God would make the number of his people in Egypt grow greatly before leading them back to the promised land. So he's preparing it for another event coming up in Exodus. But, man, that was wonderful. You guys got to listen today. I hope you understood what the providence of God was. That was a big point. You know, his father seeing his son after 20 years, thought he was dead but alive. So let's pray for unwavering trust in God's gracious providence and promises, and knowing that his ways are always perfect. Okay? Awesome. Thank you, guys. Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We praise you for all the studies we have. We take joy in understanding just this doctrine in the Word that, you know, you are above all. You uphold all things by the power of your Word, and that you take care of everything in your providence, Lord. We're so grateful for that, and we want to trust in you fully on that way. It is in your name we pray, amen.